I just wanted to make it clear that we've had so much help and support throughout the years, both at school and in the home and community environment. For one thing, my husband works at Microsoft, and we were part of a group that advocated early on when Brian was like 6 and 7, we were pushing to get Microsoft to cover ABA therapy for kids on the autism spectrum. When my son turned 8, they started covering it. That made such a difference because we were providing a lot of ABA therapy. We were getting respite and family support from the Department of Developmental Disabilities, and I can't say how much that helped ease the stress. And then another thing that I always had that just made such a difference, an expert friend to call who could give me advice or assistance. I wasn't much of a support group person. I wanted to talk to an expert, and probably because we went to the experimental education unit when my son was young, I was hooked up with people that really knew what they were doing. I think of so many times over Brian's childhood that I just felt completely kind of helpless and uncertain what to do. And I had these people I could call that could help. And then the final thing was getting knowledge. Going back and getting my PhD, and I'm not necessarily recommending that to everybody, but that knowledge on how to teach and help my child myself was the best support I could have had. I remember when I was doing ABA with my child, people would say things like, oh, I don't want to be my child's therapist. I just want to be his mother. Part of me understood that, but part of me was like, yeah, but a mother needs to be able to teach their child things, and I am learning how to teach my child. And I'm just so thankful for that education, because now when a problem comes up, and they always do, I have the knowledge and the strategies to deal with it. And that's the biggest support I could have had. I'm not dependent on trying to find somebody else who knows how to do it. I know how to do it myself.